I was made for Greg and you, baby. You were made for Greg and me. And I can't Greg enough for you, baby. Can you Greg enough for me?
Who sings that?
Kiss.
That's Kiss?
I was made for loving you.
I don't listen to enough Kiss.
Kiss rocks.
Like, you like them?
I love Kiss.
I'm on the fence about Kiss. Are they Hall of Fame worthy?
Yeah.
I remember Gene Simmons was somebody that I was terrified of when I was a child.
Like, look at it. Look at their costumes. Like, they're crazy back in the day. They're real trailblazers.
And then GWAR took it one step further.
Oh, yeah. GWAR is over the top.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Their music is not good.
No.
But their act is amazing.
Yeah, their music is not good. Kiss's music and costuming was good.
Right on.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's Greg Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds.
So have you been paying attention to the headlines of the day?
I saw that Johnny Football is eligible for the NFL draft.
He's going to make his way in. Who do you think is going to draft him first?
I think Dallas Cowboys will take him.
They can't.
I think
they can't afford that.
I think the Dallas Cowboys take Jonathan Football. He's not a first-round pick.
Well, he's a first-round pick. He's not the number one overall pick.
No,
he'll go in the
not,
first round.
He shouldn't go in the first round.
I think the Houston Texans will get him.
They're not going to pick him first. There's three other quarterbacks that are better than Johnny Football.
Teddy Bridgewater.
You got Teddy Bridgewater. You got Blake Bortles, who will go right before him. And then there's another guy. I can't think of what his name is, but he'll go before Johnny Football. So he's the fourth quarterback that you'd want to draft, if you even want to draft him.
Yeah, but I think he's still going to go first round.
I don't think he's a first round talent.
I'm not a huge
fan
of him.
Remember when Brady Quinn was getting drafted
and he just
sat there with flop sweat on, and they kept showing the camera as he just wasn't getting drafted.
Just kept sliding and sliding.
And that will be your Johnny Football.
Yeah, I mean, I think the kid's talented. I don't know if he's an NFL quarterback, but he's kind of Tebow-ish to me. Like, Tebow was great in college, as you know, and I hated him in college. And he got into the big game, and he just couldn't do it. And he's still sitting around after all the teams are saying, hey, you could move over to be a tight end for us, and you'd be great. Mm-hmm. But he is a stubborn idiot who's saying, no, I'm an NFL quarterback. And lo and behold, he's not playing any football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the same with Johnny Football.
Well, Johnny, the thing about Johnny is he's more athletic than most college teams, most college players.
Right.
But when he gets up against a lineman who can run as fast as he can and just smashes crushes his tiny little bones, his little bird bones, it's over.
He's an interesting NFL case study.
He's not tall.
He's like 6'1", 6'2", maybe?
And the thing that Johnny Football has going for him is he's a playmaker in college.
Right.
He's not going to be a playmaker in the NFL.
I think he's kind of a scat back type thing in the NFL.
Michael Vick learned the hard way that you can't run. As a quarterback, you can't run.
He tried to take the slash approach.
Mm-hmm.
Cordell Stewart.
See, I was watching the Niners, and Colin Kaepernick can run, but he's also smart, and he doesn't take hits.
If he sees that the play is, or the pocket's folding underneath him,
he's
and he
gone.
Knows he's not going to get away, he'll take the sack.
Yeah.
But if he has room to open, or if he has open room to run, he'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart quarterback.
Now, I remember earlier, you said you wouldn't want Colin Kaepernick over Tones Romes.
I'm changing my views on that.
I believe you have changed your views on
that. I do still think that Tony Romo has the skill and the athletic prowess to make it happen. I just believe that he is stuck in an organization that is destined to fail forever.
Well, until they fire Jerry the GM.
I think if you take Tony Romo and you put him on, and you're going to think I'm crazy for this, but if you put him on a team like the 49ers, or if you put him on a team like even like the Patriots or any of the top level teams, I think he succeeds. Because he's a good quarterback, he does make mistakes. I'm not gonna sit here and say that
he is a really bad decision maker
at times
when the pressure's on.
Yeah,
it's not like if the Cowboys are up, he'll gut a team. I've seen him gut a team.
Yeah,
but like if you're struggling or if it's like a close game, I do not want the ball in that guy's hands.
Unfortunately for him, this year, his defense was the worst of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have that going for him. They mm-hmm. scored enough points to win games, but the defense gave up more points than anybody in the league. So he had that working against him. And unfortunately, it forced him into situations where he knew if I don't, like if it's third down and we don't convert this, then our defense is going to come out here and give up a touchdown. So I have to make some sort of a play. And that's what forced him this year,
that's
in my opinion, to make bad decisions. He was doomed if he did and doomed if he didn't. So there's Romo. That's mm-hmm. football talk, everybody. Mm-hmm. Big story of the day is there's a Velveeta shortage on our hands, buddy.
What are you going to do? Is there a Rotel shortage?
You can't just eat Rotel.
You can. No man in the history of America has just eaten Rotel.
And I don't think any man in the history of America has just eaten a block of Velveeta.
Incorrect.
Have you done it?
I lead you to Trey Peart, who probably has done it.
Yeah, he probably has.
There's probably people that have eaten Velveeta.
Do you think Trey has taken the cube of Velveeta and sliced it and put it on his sandwich?
Probably.
That's disgusting.
I have had Velveeta shells and cheese.
I've had that.
It's pretty good.
Do you prefer Kraft mac and cheese or Velveeta mac and cheese?
See, the problem with those are they're too big. Because, like, I don't need to feed a family of four mm-hmm. when I make my mac and cheese. So I have to just get Easy Mac. And they don't really make mm-hmm. easy Velveeta shells and cheese.
But those come with, like, those are little cups. And they come with the powdered cheese.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing with the Kraft. Kraft comes with the powdered cheese.
Yeah. I would prefer a box over the cup. I'll make the whole pan and just eat it for a couple days.
See, I can't. Once it's cooled, and it's just you can't. It never gets to the same consistency ever again.
No, it doesn't.
And I can't have that. If I'm gonna eat mac and cheese, I want it in the original, like first eating of mm-hmm. it.
You could put a little milk in there and stir it up, and then heat it, and you get that same creaminess to it.
Now I have to add milk.
Yeah. Oh, it's an extra step.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
I'm not extra. Yesterday I had a personal pizza for dinner.
No, you did. Okay.
And I just went right in on it.
You just went crust first into
Red,
your face hole.
Red Baron personal deep dish. They come two in a box, mm-hmm. 3 minutes in the microwave, then it's right into my mouth.
All right. No cutting.
Why would I cut it?
No plates.
It's this big. You look at that. If you can't, you obviously can't see this because it's radio, but I'm just putting my finger and thumb together in a circular motion. Do I need to cut something that's big enough to hold with one hand? No.
If it's that size there, I understand that. But if it were any bigger, you would probably need
even
to
at
cut
that,
it.
Even this big is enough to hold with my hand.
I still think you should cut it and eat the point. The point should go into your mouth first.
I just think that's an unnecessary step.
Well, that's what makes me and you completely different.
Exactly.
Also
in big news.
Okay.
In case you listen to this show, I wrote an angry letter to Papa John's expressing my need for the buffalo chicken pizza.
And?
I checked their menu not an hour ago, and what is back on the menu?
Oh, it worked!
Told
Again.
You.
Again!
Papa John's, A, take care of your employees. You say you have better ingredients and better pizza. Take care of your effing employees. Have
yeah.
you seen those news stories?
No.
Like, that guy cuts hours specifically so people don't get health insurance.
Oh, Papa John, what are you doing?
Papa John.
He went and he found his old Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing he did once he had the money to do it. And now he's hanging out with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
He's forgetting about the little people.
He's forgetting about when he was a young pizza maker trying to make it in the business.
Have you ever noticed that in his commercials when he's like, better pizza, better ingredients, Papa John's,
mm-hmm.
how he looks like he's about to attack the camera?
He does.
He always leans forward and it's always like to the side. And he's like, it looks like he's mean mugging the camera.
Well, that's what he does. That's his thing. Like, now his bit is like he doesn't know that, like, the camera's on him at all.
Yeah.
It's Papa, take care of your employees, but thank you for my pizza back.
Yeah, good job, Papa John. One thing I wanted to bring to your attention was this, as my computer freezes up.
What do you got?
Kanye West unamused by new currency called Coinye West.
That's pretty funny.
Kanye West has instructed lawyers to shut down a new virtual currency called Coinye West, which launched today, as a matter of fact. It's similar to Bitcoins and it featured the cartoon version of Kanye on the coin.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, after the concept went viral this week, Kanye and his lawyer sent the anonymous currency creators a cease and desist letter. Given Mr. West's wide-ranging entrepreneurial accomplishments, consumers are likely to mistakenly believe that Mr. West is the source of these services. And then they go on to say that the coders have dropped the West part.
Mm-hmm.
And they redid it, and this is what it looks like.
So it's him as the fish man from the South Park episode.
Mm-hmm. So it's a big gold coin that says, at the top it says, Coinye. It's the South Park cartoon fish head of Kanye with his 1980s
shutter shades.
And it's pretty funny.
Okay, I saw this. I saw this story.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
He gets mad about everything.
Yeah, he doesn't take jokes.
Why can't he take jokes?
He's an artist, and he's a crazy person, and he's criticized a lot. So it's kind of like he's at the point where he feels like everybody's attacking him. Like yesterday when I came in and I was attacked by three people in a row, and I was immediately just frustrated.
Right.
So when you get that all day, I'm sure that like when even somebody goes, hey, Kanye West, you're like, oh my God, can we just stop with this?
Yeah, but he puts it out there though. Like, I think that it's that whole you reap what you sow thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a celebrity and they're open to ridicule. Just like me and you, because we're famous.
We're totally famous.
Yep. So if you want to create a Bitcoin in the likeness of the Greg and Greg show, feel free to do that.
Groins. Bit groin.
Yep.
Ew, get some bit groin. It bit my groin. In big Greg and Greg news.
Yeah, go for it.
Website's coming. Internet.
Online.
Tubes.
Information superhighway.
Al Gore.
Rhythms. You said Al Gore. I said rhythms.
Why did you say rhythms?
Algorithms.
Al Gore.
Rhythms. Perfect ending. All right, Facebook, as of right now, facebook.com/Greg and Greg Show, and boo.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.